This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Alert teachers might have helped stop a tragedy yesterday in Kenosha. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building.
The new legislative maps allowed Wisconsin Democrats to gain some ground in the state legislature. They flipped at least 10 seats in the assembly. Although Republicans still have the upper hand, this quashes the supermajority. Democrats believe this puts them in a better position to gain chamber control in 2026. UW Green Bay political scientist David Helpap says that this lays the groundwork for changes in future policy.
As districts become more competitive, it makes it more difficult for those who are elected officials in those districts to really propose policies that are too far left or right of center, simply because they know they're going to have to answer to voters that are more center than they used to be.
Helpap says that the new legislative maps leveled the playing field for legislators in a way that Wisconsin hasn't seen in more than a decade. That made it possible for Democrats to pick up key seats in districts in northeast Wisconsin, including Assembly District 89, won by Democrat Ryan Spouty, and Assembly District 90, won by Democrat Ahmad Rivera-Wagner. About 73% of Wisconsin's voting age population cast ballots in the 2024 presidential race. The raw number of voters tops out at the highest in state history. Nearly 3.4 million people in Wisconsin cast ballots in the presidential race won by President-elect Donald Trump. The turnout percentage in Wisconsin is just below that seen in 2020 when 3.3 million voted for president. Wisconsin has a voting age population of just under 4.7 million people. The Brown County District Attorney's Office is charging retired Manitowoc County Metro Drug Unit Lieutenant David Remiker with one count of misconduct in office. A press release from the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office says an internal audit in February of this year showed several thousand dollars of asset forfeiture funds weren't properly deposited into designated accounts. The Sheriff's Office immediately asked the Wisconsin Department of Justice to investigate. Remiker retired from the Sheriff's Office January 31st, 2024. The Green Bay Area Public School District postpones the search for a new superintendent until fall 2025. Instead, it will vote in a special board meeting Monday to enter into contract negotiations with interim superintendent Vicki Bayer. She'll continue leading the school district through the 2025-26 school year. In a press release, the district said extending Bayer's contract will provide the stability the district needs as it develops a strategic plan, implements a new curriculum, completes referendum projects, and finalizes school consolidations. UWGB has planned a week of activities to observe Veterans Day, starting with the Women's Basketball Military Appreciation Game Saturday at 1 at the Cress Event Center. On Monday, two cadets will lead a solemn ceremony to honor and recognize prisoners of war and remind the nation of those missing in action. Wednesday, there will be a Chancellor's Reception to honor military students, emceed by Civic Media's John Mino. Finally, a pizza lunch for veterans is planned for Thursday at 11:30. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa State Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team, different. Than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger. But there's a lot of good things tonight, and we'll build off of that and continue to try to get better.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. You know, I think every good team has somebody that you could point to as like a disruptor, energy player that just brings that to a team. And I think, you know, it was obvious with him out there, you know, his pressure on the ball, the deflections, chasing down loose balls, you know, just a lot of those hustle plays, those energy plays that can bring energy to a team, but also those moments where, you know, it looked like the other team is about to, you know, have something happen for him, and then his energy and his effort and his motor comes into play for us, you know, like that fast break where Brooke is chasing down Patty Mills. He make him, you know, throw up a high floating layup in transition, and then another guy is following it up and Dre come behind and block it, you know. So that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. So I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stop the presses. There's a new film about zombies headed our way. Twilight star Billy Burke will head the cast of the new zombie thriller horror movie Outbreak. The show tells the story of a park ranger whose son encounters several people with zombie-like symptoms, probably a headache, fever, and a slight case of the chills. How come we haven't seen a zombie rom-com yet? It's only a matter of time, folks. If you're tired of watching Nicolas Cage films in the comfort of your own home, you'll be interested in this, a new Nicolas Cage Film Festival. The festival is called Nicolas Uncaged and will celebrate several films from our national treasure. See what I did there? The event will take place over the course of the next 2 months in New York at the Metrograph Theater. Some of the films showcased include Adaptation, of course, National Treasure, Con Air, Moonstruck, Red Rock West, and David Lynch's Wild at Heart. The festival starts November 8th and runs through January 2nd. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount Plus. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.